Walker.
Good morning, one and all. Welcome to another edition. What's on your mind is coming up. Steve Bonkin and I, statewide audience. Your phone calls, questions, and comments. Lots of follow-ups from yesterday. And, of course, this hour we break down the news of the day. We take a look at a little sports. We give you a preview of the guests that we'll have on the program. And we're going to talk a little bit about the weather and the Memorial holiday weekend. Mark Skogerbo is here to kind of walk through the news headlines of the day for me in our What's On Your Mind preview. Happy Friday, Mark.
Happy Friday to you and all that listen.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are returning, you know.
Yeah, they can't help themselves.
They can't. And right on cue for the holiday weekend. I would love to know if we looked at the last 100 Memorial Day holiday weekends, how many weekends would be cruddy out of that 100?
Depending on your attitude.
Well, it depends on what you're planning on doing.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if you just want to relax and read a book, it's fine. But, you know, I find myself starved for sunshine.
Yeah, we've had a lot of times you go fishing and it's been terribly cold, and I've had 6 or 7 sweatshirts on and a parka.
Yeah, that's not good.
Up in Lake of the Woods, you know, white caps bouncing like a bobbin.
Not nice. Not good.
No.
In the valley, it looks like most of the showers and thunderstorms will start late afternoon.
Well, that's good.
We'll start with a partly sunny 65-degree day, but then the winds will pick up. Gusts as high as 26 miles an hour. Precip chance 40%. Now, the actual rainfall amount's not supposed to be a lot, less than a tenth of an inch, unless, of course, we do get a thunder boomer every now and then.
But you can handle that.
We have some of that tonight, tomorrow, Saturday night. Taking a look at the oil patch forecast, the chance of showers and thunderstorms today, again, mainly after mid-afternoon. High near 70, breezy as well. Gusts as high as 36 miles an hour today.
Oh, my.
Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the oil patch.
No.
Just a 20% chance in the valley. And Sunday, again, in the patch, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms.
How about the day itself? Do you have one of those?
Windy and the whole works. I haven't gotten as far as Monday. Probably not all that reliable right now.
No.
I want to break down this decision by the Boy Scouts. I mean, there has been a lot of back and forth on this. This vote was much anticipated. And we no doubt have many in our audience that have kids in Scouts now or did have kids in Scouts or had...
Were Scouts.
Were Scouts, involvement in Scouts. And this was a decision by the Boy Scouts of America. And this is sort of a split the baby deal, as we say, because you know the argument I think was over gay leaders, right? I mean, there was do we discriminate against leaders of Boy Scout groups because of their choice in their sexuality? Was the decision right?
Well, I think that this is regarded as busting the door open, and the leaders will follow.
You do.
Oh, that's the game plan by the aggressive. Think about it. The vast majority of Scout parents in polls oppose this. But the people that attained their way to be delegates are always focused. You know, they've taken over various churches to push this homosexual agenda. And a very small percentage. Estimates are 2% of Americans are homosexual. But they're incredibly focused and joining the groups, working their way to prominence, to delegate status, whatever organization it might be, church, Boy Scouts, whatever. So they have an inordinate amount of power in the Democrat Party and the Boy Scouts in several churches.
Very loud minority.
Incredibly loud.
Yeah. And to push an agenda.
Right.
I agree with you. 1,400 voting members of their Boy Scouts of America National Council. Who cast ballots, 61% supported the proposal drafted by the governing executive board committee, I guess, starting on January 1st. The outcome, according to a story I'm reading here, says will not end the bitter debate over the Scouts membership policy. Liberal Scout leaders, while supporting the proposal to accept gay youth, have made clear they want the ban on gay adults lifted as well, to your point. In contrast, conservatives with the Scouts, including some churches that sponsor Scout units, wanted to continue excluding gay youths, in some cases threatening to defect if the ban were lifted. We're deeply saddened, said the president of the Southern Baptist Convention Executive Committee after learning of the result. Homosexual behavior is incompatible with the principles enshrined in the Scout Oath and Scout Law.
Absolutely.
The Assemblies of God, another conservative denomination, said the policy change will lead to a mass exodus from the Boy Scout program. It also warned that the change would make the Boy Scouts of America vulnerable to lawsuits seeking to end the ban on gay adults. Texas Governor Rick Perry also expressed dismay. While I always cherish my time as Scout and the life lessons I learned, I'm greatly disappointed with this decision. The result was welcomed, however, by many liberal members of the Scouting community and by gay rights activists, though most of the praise was coupled with calls for ending the ban on gay adults.
Now think about the difference. Here you have a young man, and these scouting, they start young in grade school, you know, in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, and all of a sudden they think they're having some problems with their identity. This isn't a resolved thing. An awful lot of adolescent boys, the girls grow up faster than them. There's all kinds of challenges. So here you have an emerging identity in a young man that in many cases may have been molested by an adult because however he came by this persuasion, but an adult that is acting on his urges to the point where he says, I am an adult homosexual. It's different than an adolescent, somebody struggling with their sexual identity, entirely different.
Here's what I think gets under my craw a little bit. You know, of all the issues that we have to deal with in this country, of everything we face, from record debt and deficit to, economic ruin, this is not an issue that should be on the front pages of every newspaper in America today.
Unless you want to destroy our country,
right? It is designed to divide.
The agenda of the homosexual community, of the militant wing, it's not about marriage. It's about doing away with any kind of imposition of values. It's total hedonism. These people aren't marriage enthusiasts. You know, in Minnesota, there's, 5,000 to 10,000 couples of maybe 100,000 homosexual, practicing homosexuals. Couples, monogamy is very rare in the homosexual community. We're being sold. Yes, there are some but the thing is, we're opening up this tent to all kinds, the full range of homosexual groups, which some of them are pretty radical.
Fargo Forum has a story in the back page of the front section on local reaction to this. The top executive of the Northern Lights Council, which includes all of North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota, said he wasn't aware of any local sponsors of Boy Scout troops who plan to withdraw support after Scouting's national groups voted to allow gay youth. In a vote Thursday, the Boy Scouts of America decided to allow gay youth but not gay adult leaders to participating in the Fargo-Moorhead area. A number of Boy Scout troops are sponsored or affiliated with churches, including Catholic, Protestant, Church of Latter-day Saints, Episcopalian denominations. Kevin Kloster, lead pastor at Faith Lutheran Church Fargo, affiliated with Troop 214, said it will have no impact with our relationship with the Scouts. It's not even an issue. Travis Christopher, Scout Executive for the Northern Lights Council, said prior to the vote, he had not heard from any sponsoring organizations of local troops that planned to withdraw their support if gay youth were allowed. During Christopher's 6 months as a Scout Executive here, he said he was also not made aware of any gays who wanted to join the Boy Scouts. It's not come up.
See?
Nationally, about 70% of Boy Scout troops are sponsored by faith-based organizations, the majority of which are sponsored by the Roman Catholic Church, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Tanya Watrud, Interim Director of Communications for the Catholic Diocese of Fargo, said the local diocese did not have a statement on the matter. Said she expected the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops would take a stance on the matter. We would follow their statement. Now that the decision has been made, ending months of debate and controversy, the Boy Scouts can move ahead. Christopher said, adding the organization remains fundamentally unchanged. It allows us to refocus on our mission of serving kids. See, it's become a distraction, again by design. In comments from parents and supporters, including surveys, he said the message was clear. What we heard over and over again was, don't lose focus on the kids. Whatever the vote is, keep your focus on kids. Kids are better off when they're in Scouts.
And I certainly want my grandsons to go camping with a heterosexual male. See, it's different, entirely different, if you have homosexual leaders. Do you want them to go to the woods with your boys? It's that simple.
Oh, man. All by design.
All by design. It's different, though. A young man that's struggling with his identity, you know, if my kids said that they had a boy that said he was gay, be kind to him. Share the gospel with them. See, the kids, but ultimately they believe that that's bad speech. They believe if you share your faith, if you read the first chapter of Romans to a homosexual, then you're violating, that's hate speech if you say that God thinks it's sinful.
The Boy Scouts of America said in a statement today they will not sacrifice its mission or the youth served by the movement by allowing the organization to be consumed by a single, divisive, and unresolved societal issue. And so they realize what they're up against. That's what they're being used. But we need to take a break. More on this topic, no doubt, throughout the program today. And I want to get your reaction as well. What's on your mind? Coming up, we'll give you a full preview of the program and recap yesterday's show next. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee if that smell ever comes back, call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Steve Bakken and I taking your calls across to the Northern Plains. Steve is here to preview the show today and also recap yesterday's show. It's been a busy week.
A very busy week.
We started on billboards, and that battle, the border battle, the billboard battle, North Dakota open for business, and
it's good to hear.
Yesterday was a robust day of discussion about impacts in the oil patch.
From address that a little bit today too.
Yeah, we'll follow up on that as well. We had the DOT on yesterday, the governor on flooding yesterday, and
highway patrol on today, and
North Dakota Farm Bureau yesterday. So, yeah, now a couple of things. And by the way, still to come, we're going to check some sports for you. We're also, I promised I would do a recap of some of the Memorial Day events that are happening in the oil patch, and I have a long list. If you want to grab a pen and paper, we'll have that for you before the end of the hour. So let's talk about our, first of all, it's Friday. And on Friday, we love to just turn the callers loose to point us in any direction they'd like. So we're going to give an opportunity to do that. And that could be anything in topics we've already tackled and or new answers or issues they'd like addressed on What's on Your Mind. We have a couple of guests, one of them at 9:30. Tell folks about our 9:30 guest, Steve.
Well, 9:30 is we're going to have Captain Alden Mayer from the Motor Carrier Division with a bus driver yesterday from out in the oil patch, and she was concerned about some of the speeds on most notably Highway 85. And we're going to talk with some of the enforcement issues that the Highway Patrol is dealing with out in the oil patch. Captain Mayer is out there quite extensively. He's based out of Bismarck here, but he does spend a great deal of his time in the oil patch because they are so shorthanded. So we're going to address some of the issues with that, find out what some of the concerns with the Highway Patrol and some of the things that they're doing. And we'll ask him, you know, should Highway 85 be 55 miles per hour like she had suggested? Also, we're going to get a little rundown of some of the things the Highway Patrol's the usual safety issues. Of course, a lot of people on the roadways when you're talking a holiday weekend, especially a long holiday weekend, and well, there's some safety things that you always have to remember when you're out traveling. Try to be safe this weekend.
Here's the deal on speeding that I'd like to tackle. I mean, I think we're the problem, right? I mean, we could sit there and say, oh, DOT, you know, build the roads different, or Highway Patrol, enforce things better, whatever. It is, and yesterday our guest from the Department of Transportation basically said that. He said, hey, no matter what the speed limit is, people are going to exceed it. So we could say the speed limit is 45, they're going to go 65. And then it becomes an enforcement issue. So it's sort of this hot potato back and forth. My point is, we're the problem. And by we, I mean anybody on the roadways.
You know, one of the things, Scott, as the lady brought up yesterday, we'll just lower the speed limits. Well, the problem with that is you have that small percentage of people that are just in a hurry. And I will admit it, I do have a lead foot. I like going fast. When I go to the oil patch, if it's 65 miles an hour, I set the cruise at 64 miles an hour, falling behind the trucks, get in line, and I'm not passing anybody. I
do the same thing.
It's a safety issue.
Anything that you you might have in the way of bad habits elsewhere, if you employ those in the oil patch, you will be the latest fatality.
Yeah, and you're risking other people's lives as well as your own. So just when you drive up in the oil patch, and that's the first thing I tell people that have never been up there, this is how you drive. There's no...
Well, see, that's my point. I think if everybody did what you have described as your own personal situation, we wouldn't have the problem. We wouldn't need to call the DOT and say, you know, okay, fix this. We would need to call the Highway Patrol and say, fix this. We're the problem.
Now, I will say this, and you've driven in big cities. I lived in Southern California, and that fiasco of driving. I will say, if you start lowering speed limits too much, there's also a danger to doing that as well. Because if you're driving 55 and the bulk of the traffic is driving at a higher rate of speed, that slower vehicle becomes a hindrance. You do have people starting to try to pass you more often. The safest way to drive when you're in Southern California, for example, is you have to go with the speed, the flow of traffic. If you're going slower, or in most cases, the posted speed limit, you're probably going to get in an accident. In no fault of yours, you're obeying the laws, but you're probably going to be involved with some sort of an accident because there are people that don't obey those rules. So it's kind of a catch-22. If you lower the speed limit too much, then you've got that section of people that are driving faster or trying to be even more impatient getting around you, as opposed if you were driving maybe 2 or 3 miles an hour faster, maybe they're not as impatient. They're not going to try to pass when they shouldn't be passing. It's a juggling. It's a juggling act.
I would just love people to say, we're going to take this upon ourselves. We're not asking government to fix this, Highway Patrol, DOT, you know, county officials, sheriffs, anybody else. We're going to do this. We're going to self-impose a slowdown. We're going to put the orange on and just slow down and you know, until this thing can handle the level of traffic that's out there. I mean, that would fix everything. I mean, look, when you have a bad storm, what do? You don't drive 75 miles an hour in a bad storm, right? You drive to the conditions. I think and maybe that's naive. Maybe that's Pollyanna. That's one of the things we'll ask the listeners today.
Yeah, it's a great analogy, though, Scott, awesome. Because that's a great analogy. I do that as I'm driving up the oil patch. My bad habits go out the window. If there's a storm, my bad habits go out the window. You know what? Driving the oil patch is kind of like driving in a storm. You know, slow down.
We want somebody else to fix everything all the time. You know what I mean? We want to be coddled. You know, I think it needs to be fixed. We're also going to talk with someone that's done a wonderful job for many years honoring veterans at the State Cemetery. And looking forward to our conversation with retired Colonel Bill, is it Prokopiak? How do you say it?
Prokopiak. Just call him Prokopiak. Pro. Everybody
well,
calls
I know
him
he goes
Pro.
By Pro, but I hate to.
Colonel Pro. That's all you need.
Sort of like Spry, right?
Yep.
General Spry. Spry, yeah. Colonel Pro.
Teacher and buying a vowel.
Anyway, we're going to talk about the event. This is probably the Memorial Day event of the state, and that's the one at the Mandan State Cemetery. And he's been involved in that for years, and there's been a number of Guard homecoming celebrations, and the Guard helps with flooding. And, I mean, what's not to love about the Guard? It is a weekend to remember our military, and so we are honored to have the North Dakota National Guard join us for a part of the program today. We, of course, have the Boy Scouts decision. We'll see if folks that have been in Scouts or in Scouts, how they react to that decision. The leadership of the council that covers all of North Dakota and parts of Minnesota basically said this isn't going to affect anything. It doesn't change anything. Not an issue here.
Well, Scott, I want to ask our listeners and after 9 o'clock, and I want to ask you right now, do you think the Boy Scouts kind of took a cop-out by splitting their decision and allowing gay kids to remain in the Boy Scouts, but still excluding openly gay troop leaders?
Yeah, what the Boy Scouts are doing...
Is there a cop out there?
They're trying to put out a fire. They're just trying to appease a very loud minority. You know, that's what's going on. So this is the camel's nose under the tent. No question about it. Anyway, there's a couple of issues we'll tackle. What's on your mind? Put this number in your speed dial and join the discussion on a fun Friday edition of the program, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. We'll chat with you in a bit, Steve, okay?
Sounds good, my friend.
Steve Bakken and I, what's on your mind, coming up.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson is a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be.
Where's the heat? The heat is in Williston, Garrison, Fargo, and Bismarck, all at 54 degrees. The cold spots, the Grand Forks Air Force Base, Jamestown, Wahpeton, all at 50 degrees. Everywhere else, somewhere in between. At 50-degree range for a Friday heading into the Memorial Weekend. As I mentioned earlier, the nice weather we've enjoyed the last couple of days is going to return to a kind of a May shower kind of way. Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, at least, for a good chunk of the weekend. Lots of clouds, some wind. It'll be 65, partly sunny today, but after 3, the showers and thunderstorms roll in the valley. Oil patch. Showers and thunderstorms by 2, mostly cloudy, high near 70 today. Sun gone, and a good chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday. Sorry, just had to tell you, that's the scoop on that. Mark Skogerbo is here to talk about sports, and I know you want to talk about the Twins. Why, I have no idea, because they lost again. Oh, my gosh. Maybe the Red Hawks, but I have no doubt you'll find a silver lining in the Twins. I want to talk about Sergio Garcia a moment. Can we talk about Sergio
Garcia? Yeah, let's talk about that. That's really pitiful.
In this little battle I'm not a big Tiger Woods fan. I used to root for Tiger, and he's, and not even just his personal failings that were so well publicized, more just sort of his attitude, right?
I mean, really terse, taciturn, cursing a lot, you know, with the kids all looking up to him all over the world. And then the whole other episode, but he is the greatest I've ever seen. It's just ridiculous how good he is.
He's a good player. But now, he and Sergio get into it, right?
Yeah.
And this thing has just escalated.
Well, it's gotten really crazy.
To the point now, what was Sergio Garcia thinking about saying that he wanted Tiger to serve fried chicken?
Fried chicken. Right. And see, that's the old Fuzzy Zoeller flap from way back when.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's obviously a racial stereotype, and it just went over like a lead balloon.
Did he mean it to be what it was?
Well, he's tried to back away from it and apologize and stuff, but there is, you know, it came out of a bitter heart.
See, I started this whole watching this little spat between these two, siding with Sergio Garcia. Right? I mean, now it's completely flipped. Now I'm, now he looks like the dummy here.
You know, Tiger's certainly aware that when he takes out a wood from a tough lie, a metal wood, he knew his people were going to cheer. He plays his audience like a violin. And he saw Sergio over there getting ready to address his ball. He lives inside of Sergio's mind anyway. And then for Sergio to go on from that point to wash 3 balls in 2 holes, to just completely fall out of contention, he broke his mind. And Sergio might be gone the path of Duvall, who perished because of Tiger's relentless pursuit, attack in a British Open. He got stuck down in a pot bunker for 10 strokes or something, and that was the end of Duvall. He was first in the world, and he's never come back. It feels like Sergio is coming apart here.
He said, I apologize for any offense that may have been caused by my comment on stage during the European Tour Players Awards dinner. I answered a question that was clearly made towards me as a joke with a silly remark, but in no way was the comment meant in a racist manner.
Too late.
My answer was totally stupid and out of place. I feel sick about it. So you don't buy any of that?
No, I do. I do. He knows that he's made a terrible gaffe, but I don't believe he's a racist. I believe this is just a conflict between him and Tiger, and Fuzzy Zoeller was pretty much.
You say Zoeller, I say Zeller.
Zeller, he clung to his southern perspective. It really did have a racial tone 17 years ago, but I don't think this is racial. I think this is just bitterness.
All right, just a strong error in judgment.
Yeah, real bad, and I don't know if he's ever going to get over it. He has a great psychological challenge now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Twins. Silver lining and another loss by chance?
Well, Willingham got two home runs, and we were ahead by 6-3 against the best hitter in the world. Cabrera's got 55 runs batted in already. He was the Triple Crown winner last year. That means home runs, runs batted in, and batting average, and he's going for another one.
Mark, they've lost 8 in a row.
9.
9 in a row.
Yeah, 9.
9 in a row.
It wasn't good. It wasn't pretty. We were ahead 6-3, and then in the 7th and 8th inning, the Tigers came, boom, 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 4 runs, like a horrible onslaught, and we faltered. But they really look, you know, Torrey Hunter wanted a 2-year contract. Torrey Hunter, with his maturity, he wants a World Series. This great, great man who's got 2,000 hits. We don't have them. They have them, along with Cabrera and this fielder. They've got this great team.
Is it too soon to be talking about somebody emailed, hey, maybe Gardy's going to get fired here? I mean, they're not going to do anything like that, are they?
Not mid-season, I don't think. But you never know. 9 in a row, you start having. Well, we had Dave St. Peter on the radio, and you have. We both said he sounded a little bit like Eeyore. He's feeling the pressure.
Well, that was like 3 in a row they'd lost.
Yeah. So it grows. I mean, baseball is about winning. They've got one of the finest stadiums in the world. And, 9 in a row, guess what happens? Fans stop coming. And it's such a matter of inches. One of the walks, there was 2 pitches literally within an inch. Fiend just looked really great, but just fractionally off. It was a very close game, but nonetheless, we lost by 1.
3 more games with the Tigers than the Brewers next week.
Yep.
Home and home.
Home and home. 2 there and 2 here.
Yeah.
Red Hawks, though. The Red Hawks have a real legacy. 17 years.
FM Red Hawks.
They play their first home game tonight against the Lemurs.
Kind of North Dakota's team.
Yeah, and they're professional. They play 100 games. They've only not had a 500. They've only not had a winning season once. They've won the league championship 5 times. This is a really good organization with a bunch of very powerful players, interesting pros all with a dream of getting back to the bigs, you know. So, folks, you can come and watch baseball up close and personal. Fireworks going to go on, and only 5,000 people at the most in the stadium, to where you're really close to what the action. You can see the sweat. Let's face it, and hear the thunder of the bats.
It's fun,
fun.
It's the way baseball was. You sort of. How you remember it.
These guys are not playing for the Bucks. They're playing because they love. They're playing on hope, but not a great deal. I think their whole income or payroll is like $100,000 or something for their whole team, you know.
Fun baseball.
It's fun baseball.
And it's a great atmosphere out there. They have a wonderful time. It's just a neat, neat deal.
Great hot dogs or whatever.
Exactly right.
And then, of course, we got the hockey. Hockey kind of winding down. The Chicago team lost again.
Jonathan Toews sort of had a fit.
Oh,
yesterday, former Fighting Sioux, captain of the Blackhawks,
got to be frustrated. Everybody in the world picked him to win the Stanley Cup this year. Now they got their back against the wall, 3-1.
So your Memorial Weekend holiday highlight will be what sports wise?
It's always the Twins, but I love the Indy. You know, I got to say.
You think they'll come out of this nosedive?
Yep.
Over the holiday weekend?
Yep.
All right. String a couple together?
Yep.
Are you going to share your poem with us?
Oh, I got a poem. I will. Can I do it in the last segment? I left it in the other room. I wrote a poem yesterday about Memorial Day.
Yes.
See, they used to have a parade in Carlstadt, and my dad would play taps out by the cemetery. It was a somber and amazing tradition that they did every year. So I wrote a poem about it last night.
Have you heard about this TAPS seminar?
No.
The National TAPS Conference?
No.
They call it the TAPS National Military Seminar and Good Grief Camp for Survivors. Since 1995, the National TAPS Conference has been held in Washington, D.C. over Memorial Weekend for military families from across the country to join together to participate in events tailored for survivors grieving the loss of a loved one died while serving our country.
Do you know when TAPS is supposed to be played on Monday? At 3 o'clock. A moment of silence in every American. I'm calling you to do that, folks. And if you can be somewhere where taps are played, this is one of the most somber, maybe the most somber song on earth, the taps for the brave heroes that have fallen.
No kidding. And 30 North Dakota military families are attending this TAP seminar in D.C. I don't know from Senator John Hoeven about this.
Oh, I'd love to have somebody when they come back on the program with us.
So it's a special honor to have the chance to meet with North Dakota families participating in the conference. They've lost a loved one in the service to our country, made a tremendous sacrifice, and the strength and resolve of these families should inspire all Americans.
Absolutely. That's what Memorial Day should ultimately be about. I'm gonna do the greatest Memorial Day speech ever in my last hour, Founders Friday. I'm gonna talk about the Gettysburg Address and read it for people.
Best part of the movie Lincoln.
Awesome.
Was one of the soldiers reciting that to President Lincoln himself.
Four soldiers, two white and two black, took turns reciting the Gettysburg Address him. Yeah.
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 That neat or what?
Yeah. You know, Gettysburg turned the war. That was a desperate. Lee went with everything he had. If Lee would have won in Gettysburg, we would have probably had a peace which gave us two countries instead of one. One slave and one free.
So I look forward to that. And, okay, so you're gonna share the poem. I have promised to do a rundown of the Memorial Day services in the oil patch.
Great.
I have one little story that's odd.
Oh, good.
So this is a little news note here that we didn't get into the news earlier. Fargo firefighters responded to a report of a woman clinging to a rock in the Red River near the Midtown Dam at 2:23 a.m. this morning. The woman called 911 with her cell phone.
She had that in the river with her.
Fargo fire units, along with the Fargo Police FM ambulance responded, found the woman clinging to a post at the end of a boat landing about 90 feet from the water's edge, 100 yards downstream from the dam.
Wow.
While the fire department boat was being launched, two firefighters waded out on the boat ramp, which was covered by high water from recent rains, and threw the woman a rope. The woman was able to grab the rope. The firefighters waded out to the woman, held her head above the water, helped place her in the boat. She was brought to shore and transported to the hospital by FM ambulance. The Fargo Fire Department responded with 16 personnel.
2:30 in the morning?
Four engines, one truck company, two boats, and a command vehicle. Should this woman get a bill?
Well, I don't know. Can you get a WWI, water while drunk?
I don't know.
SWS, swimming while intoxicated? It doesn't sound.
SUI.
Let us. Yeah, but, you know, I want to apologize to her up front for jumping to that conclusion. But it sort of seems as though it might be tainted by alcohol.
Yeah. This is a reminder to be smart. Because when you're not, especially out there on a weekend, holiday weekend, water, whatnot.
And the rivers are extremely fast and dangerous.
Law enforcement has
very dangerous time of the year.
I think
high water.
I think there's a bigger lesson here, too. All right, Mark's poem for the Memorial Holiday Weekend and a run through of Oil Patch Memorial Day services next. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUOnTheRoad.org. CU as in credit union, ontheroad.org, and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
Hi, my name is Dan Brose, chairman of the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties Executive Committee. Our mission is to be the trusted and unified voice for the betterment of the citizens of North Dakota and the membership of the association. Our group of cities, counties, and school districts span 18 counties, covering a geographic area from Bottineau County, west to Divide County, and south to Bowman County. Our association also has a partnership with the North Dakota Coal Conversion Counties. Our communities are solving issues concerning infrastructure, roads, bridges, quality water, good schools, and safe communities. In our search for solutions, we've gathered research data relating to population growth in schools, city needs, and emergency services. For more information, go to our website and check us out at ndenergy.org. Sign up for our free weekly e-news. There's also more information concerning planning efforts in Western North Dakota on visionwestnd.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Mark Skogable, I'm Scott Hillen. This is the preview for What's on Your Mind. Coming up, we will be joined by a representative of the North Dakota National Guard to talk about the State Cemetery Memorial Day celebration. I have a list of Memorial Day services in and around the small town oil patch. We're talking Stanley, we're talking Alexander, we're talking Watford City, Tioga. I have a whole list here. So for folks in the oil patch, no excuse not to take in an oil patch area Memorial Day service. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Also, North Dakota Highway Patrol will join us. The head of the Motor Carriers Enforcement Division as well. Follow up on yesterday's conversation. Mark Skogabo is here. And Mark, you have a poem you've written for Memorial Day.
Yep. Mark, the Freedom Poet, has been doing poetry and lyrics for 50 years. And when we were little, growing up in Carlstead in Kitson County, every Memorial Day, which then was the 30th of May, we would have a the band would march out about a mile from the school out to the cemetery in Carlstead. It was a somber time, and my dad, who later on, after retired from medicine, made three trumpet albums, I lived with him just before he passed. The last year of his life, he played in church on Father's Day my mother's favorite song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Well, he would play taps every year. My dad's name is Rudy. So last night I was sitting thinking about Memorial Day, and I said, you know, I think I'm going to get personal and write a little poem. This is a rough draft, but it's got enough of the elements. This is probably going to get tighter as far as cadence and so forth, folks. But this might even make it to my book that I've still got. I've got 96 pages, but some of them are optional that I'm have finished. Anyway, this is Memorial Day. We used to celebrate Memorial Day in a most unusual way. Every man, woman, and child in our little town, and hundreds more from the farms all around, would march in procession to our hallowed ground and wait in silence for the uproarious sound of 21 guns firing around. And after the angry roar echoed past, we looked at graves that would forever last. And in the still, except for all the flags and flaps, Rudy would lift up his horn and play for us taps.
It's very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Makes me yearn for the day when we celebrate Memorial Day like you did.
We did.
It was growing up. Why don't we do that now?
We have to fight
for
that.
Why have we forgotten?
That's a piece of our heritage. Those kids and being led, you know, the honor guard that fired the 21-gun salute. I can remember Butch, and I can remember the barber dressed up, spiffed up, their shoes polished, proud and straight, carrying the flag.
And I would venture to say at most of the Memorial Day celebrations, within the sound of my voice, there'll be more veterans there than there will be non-veterans, citizens.
The best way we can honor those veterans is to go and celebrate their comrades that have fallen.
I'm glad to hear you had a parade in Carlstead.
Every year.
Stanley has a parade on Monday. Memorial Day services in Stanley start with a parade at 10 a.m. The program at the Stanley High School at 10:30. In Ray, 10:30, American Legion, the William E. Smith Post number 9 at the high school. They have a procession, invocation, pledge. They have a speaker. They have the folding of our flag and the meeting. They have a benediction, a recessional, and then a potluck dinner at the Ray Senior Citizen Center at noon. Everyone welcome. God bless them. Tioga, program scheduled for the high school, 10:30 on Monday. All right. Alexander, 11 a.m., City Hall. They're doing some musical selections, laying of the Memorial Day wreath. Honor Guard will be there, playing of taps, of course. Watford City, 2013 Memorial Day service is going to be Monday evening in Veterans Memorial Park, 7 o'clock, 21-gun salute and taps done by the American Legion drill team. Lunch will be served following at the Legion Club. Most of these have potluck lunches after, which is kind of nice as well. So take one of those in. That's wonderful. Yesterday we did a run-through of those in the Valley for you, and I promised that we would do the oil patch ones today, but there are events in Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, Horace, Harwood, Barnesville, Leonard. So you can find one in and around the Valley as well. I mentioned yesterday's forum had a nice rundown of all of them. A lot of the cemeteries have individual programs that are happening there as well. So that's good.
And I'm going to dwell on them and Bemidji and some of these other areas and the Common Sense Club.
Here's what I would love today on the program. What's on your mind, or the Common Sense Club. If you're part of a program and particularly excited about one element of it, the speaker or, you know, who will be doing the 21-gun salute or whatever, call and toot your horn.
There you go.
No pun intended. Toot your horn a little bit about the program that you know about or you participated in before or you're part of. And that's much more effective than me reading from a news release about the time and place that something's happening. A lot more likely that the folks will say, you know what, I'm going to go there. So, and of course, there's so many different events that are taking place within the sound of our voice. You know, when you talk about stations in Dickinson and Tioga, Stanley to the west, and Minot and Bismarck, middle of the state. Of course, ours on this end of the state. There's a there's a lot that are happening throughout Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, the Northern Plains. So let us know.
It's an act of worship and remembrance and thanks.
What's not to love? What's on your mind next with your calls, questions, and comments? 800-228-0550. Mark Skogerbo back with the Common Sense Club later right here. Don't touch that dial, folks.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.